Thank you. And I have getting a feeling we're going to have some fun here tonight. Close your eyes and I can see tomorrow is here. Remember, I'm always in truth. And if I'm away, I'll be home every day. And I'll send all my love to you. I'll pretend that I can see.
Thank you. tonight we're going to be doing some old songs, some new songs, some in-between songs. This one's a newer song, and this is from my alter ego, The Fireman. The Fireman is saving a nation from a conflagration, in a spirit of jubilation and celebration, with a minimum of perspiration. Yeah, man. I think that's it. You never know as it goes on.
Thank you.
last little bit there was a tribute to the late great Jimi Hendrix. I like to tell the story that I ran into Jimmy in the 60s because his career really took off from England, actually. He was an American guy. And I was lucky enough to hang out with him a bit in the 60s. He was a beautiful guy, very humble man, a monster guitar player. And I think one of the greatest tributes, you know, that I ever got paid was that we had released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on the Friday. We used to release records on a Friday then. We released that on the Friday, and 2 days later, on the Sunday, he had learned it, and he opened his act with it. On Black Friday. Oh yeah. Give it up. Woo! That was just a beautiful tribute, you know. And I was there to see him, you know. It was such a great thing, such a surprise. He played a great version. He played a big guitar solo. And in those days, they had the whammy bars. And he was giving it all that, you know, doing all that, you know, about 10 minutes. And what happened was, if you did that for about 10 minutes, in those days, it would put your guitar wildly out of tune. So, like, there was nowhere to go. You finish the number, and he's totally out of tune. And he looks in the audience, and he says, "Is Eric out there?" He's looking for Eric Clapton, you know. And Eric was in the audience, but Eric, no way Eric's going to recognize Eric. Eric looks at me and says, "Hey man, so you come and tune this for me?" No! Thank you.
Thank you.
wrote this next song for Linda. And tonight we would like to dedicate it to all the lovers in the audience. All you lovers, this is for you.
Thank you.
In the 60s, I remember a long time back in the 60s, there were a lot of problems going on, particularly in the southern states in America, in places like Arkansas and Little Rock, over civil rights. And we would get the news coming on the TV and in the newspapers and stuff in England. And like everyone, we were shocked. And I wanted to kind of try and write a song that would symbolize how I was feeling about this. And maybe if the song made its way to Arkansas, Little Rock, then maybe it would give some of the people going through that struggling a little bit of hope, a little bit of inspiration. But that was the source.
Yeah.
singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You roll waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly. Blackbird fly.
Yes, sir.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird fly. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You concentrate and you're trying to get in the part, singing all this stuff, you're doing the things, and you're trying to remember the words, you're trying to sing in tune, and you're trying to focus, and then all these signs come up. And you know, your mind says, don't read the signs. But then the other half of your mind says, come on, read them. So you find yourself doing a part, singing, doing the words, doing the whole thing, and reading all the signs. And you know, you get to these signs, now what's happened this year is you get to these signs, people say, will you sign my arm and I'll get it tattooed, okay? And then the other night we had, will you sign my butt? I said, well, that's not looking at it. Anyway. Oh, man. Thank you. I've read all your signs now. You know, I think one of the things in life that is a strange thing is you don't always say what you mean to say to people. Sometimes you're thinking something great, everything. I won't say it now, I'll just say it another time. And you put it off. And then, of course, when those people pass away, and you think, I wish I'd said it, you know, there's so much stuff you wish you told people, you just don't do it. And I wrote this next song after my dear friend John passed away. Conversation that we didn't actually have. But we can have it now. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, well, knowing you, you probably laugh and say that we were worlds apart. If you were here today, ooh, here today. But as for me, I still remember how it was before. And I am holding back the tears no more. No, no, no. I love you. What about the time we met? What about the time? Well, I suppose you could say that we were playing hard to get. You didn't understand a thing. But we could always sing. What about the night we cried? Because there wasn't any reason left to keep it all inside. Never understood a word, but you were always there with a smile. And if I say I really loved you and was glad you came along, today, for you are in my song. Thank you.
dance moves. There you go. More than enough for your next party.
Hey, you're coming.
I like the sprinkler.
Down in London, living in a mansion, only 25.
concert in the middle of Kiev, and they really like that one. Voted the most popular Paul McCartney song in the Ukraine. I'm not complaining.
Give your heart to somebody soon.
I think a lot of you know that George Harrison was a really great ukulele player. Let's hear the drummer! In fact, he was so keen on George Formby that he was in his fan club. He used to go to the convention, you know, up in Blackpool. And there'd be like about 50 of these guys. And George was one of them. Anyway, so I had a ukulele and I was around at his house one afternoon. And we were playing together. And I said to him, I've learned one of your songs on the ukulele. And we played it together. I'd like to play it for you now. Thank you. Something in which you try to be like the one another. Something in a way she wounds me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in love. Somewhere a smile she knows, and I don't need no other lover. Something in a smile that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in Georgie.
Thank you.
Sing along with. So I'll say, now you, and that's where you go. It's an old song, but we've actually just started doing it on this tour, so it's first time in Philly.
Oh, God.
YouTube. And you know, we did a gig in Red Square in Moscow. And I think we were the first rock and roll band allowed to play in the square there, so that was quite something. But, and you know, obviously for me, it was great to finally play that song there. You know? Long enough. But, you know, the amazing thing though was, when you think about it, you know, we were in Russia, there we were. And we were kind of hanging out with the Russian government, you know? And when I was a kid in Liverpool, if someone had said to me, you know, one day, you'll be hanging out with the Russian government, I'd say, yeah, sure, you know. But there we were. And one of the things it brings home to you when you do a lot of traveling in foreign countries, you realize how many people learn to speak English by listening to Beatle records. Amazing. And I say, you know, there we were, we're chatting to the members of the government, and the Russian defense minister comes up to me and said, this is the defense minister. I said, oh, yeah, hi, pleased to meet you. He says, Paul, hello. First record I buy was Love Me Do. And the other guy is a big guy, another government member, he comes up and says, I learned English from Beatle Records. Hello, goodbye.
To miss the train.
Thank you very much, eh? Thank you, good time. Swapping around all these guitars all evening, and it is because we're showing off. We've got them and we're going to show them. It's not strictly speaking true. This is the original guitar that I played on the original record in the 60s.
Paper bag, right?
Paper bag, right?
Is she dead or scarred?
Thank you. A friend of the guitar freaks in the audience, that was at Epiphone Casino, okay? Yeah, man.
Thank you.
you fish and chips right now.
Live and let die.
so good. I want to hear that again.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have a bit of a party here tonight.
yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now the looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not as mad as I used to be. There's a shadow. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. For I believe in yesterday. Why would she have to go? I don't know. She wouldn't say. I would say something.
Tattoo. I think I should sign around, don't you? Okay, where is she? Get her up here!
One little girl who's been down at the front all night, and she wanted to
come up. I tell you what's amazing now about our audience is we're getting lots of kids. I love it. In fact, we're getting people of all ages, but I love it. We've got the kids. How you doing, dude? What's up? All right. Now, I think we're going to get one more person up here. Can we do this? Well, I come down there if you want. I could do that, jumping thing. I don't trust you. Okay, just one more little. Here we go, a little gallery. Come on. She's been in the front here all night. She's been rocking away. Come on. There's mom and dad. It's going to cost them a lot of money, this, but it doesn't matter, we don't care. Gentlemen, this is Darren Michelle. Come on, here she is. Can I say hello?
Come on, Philadelphia! Okay.
This is getting like American Idol or something, isn't it? All right. Two beautiful people, I have to get them. Okay. But I suspect you want to keep rocking. Yeah! Okay, you asked for it. You want to keep rocking.
Tell me, come on, tell me the answer.
Amos, you have been a fantastic audience. You've really been great. You've given us a beautiful welcome here to Philadelphia tonight. Thank you. Great to be here. But the first of the time when we have to go home. Roughly coincides with the time when you've got to go home. You can't stay here all night. No. Anyway, listen, you have been fantastic. Thank you very much. And before we go, we'd like to do some thank yous here for our crew. We got the guy out front there who's been on sound all night, doing a great job. That's Pablo. And then we have a beautiful team of people who do the lights and the video screens that are working away backstage here. That's Roy, Wally, Paulie Becker, Marcy. There's too many people to mention, actually. We got all our side guys here doing all the guitars and stuff. It's a huge crew. I want to thank the best crew on the planet. Yeah, we couldn't do it without them. But I would like to thank this beautiful, fantastic band of mine. And as we always say, most of all, we would like to thank you.
Hope you enjoy the show. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts. Nikki Singh, Keith Litzberger bringing you the first round of Paul McCartney, August 14th, 2010. From the Wells Fargo Center. Good night.